All right, guys. From an injury standpoint, John Sullivan was the only one that did not participate today. He had an illness, but hopefully that's just short term and he'll be ready to go. And then Brandon Allen also didn't participate with his back, so he'll be doubtful for the game. Everybody else will be good.
Sean, John Gruden is getting inducted into the Buccaneers Ring of Honor, I think this weekend. Can you speak a little bit to maybe what do you think made him a special head coach?
Yeah, you know, he's one of my biggest mentors. I'm fortunate where right when I got into coaching, got a chance to work under Coach Gruden. And I think in terms of some of the things that we feel like here embody a great coach, you know, that's exactly what he possesses. He's a great communicator, great teacher, motivator, builds and develops relationships with guys, and he really has a great understanding of the game. So really kind of all the you know, important traits and characteristics that you look for in a coach, you know, Coach Gruden possesses. And, you know, in terms of somebody kind of taking you under their wing, really teaching you the game, you know, I talk to people all the time about teaching you to look at it from a 22-man perspective, not just understanding, you know, one position, but understanding all of them and how that can help your overall understanding of the game and ability to communicate and relate to these players. So anytime that you're able to win a world championship like he was there, that's a special thing. And he's a special coach and very happy for him.
Sean, I know this has been kind of a thing throughout the season, but where are you guys at with Tavon now, just in terms of what he can do? And I mean, there's so many guys
right
you get the ball to. Where are things with that?
Yeah, I think, you know, Tavon is really a combination. He's a very important part of our offense, and I think a lot of things that might not show up on the stat sheet, you know, people that prepare for him, prepare for us, I think they would tell you that there's a lot of different things that Tavon does for this offense, excluding just running the football and catching passes. But the threat of what he can do for us is very valuable. He's been such a great contributor, and really, you know, you talk about the demeanor and a good energy that he brings every single day. He's a guy that you can't help but really just love being around. But, you know, I would say Tavon is a really kind of a guy he's playing some running back, he's playing receiver, he's doing a lot of different things that serves a very valuable role for us, and he's contributing in a lot of ways, and we feel very fortunate to have Tavon.
Do you guys get any noise complaints this week?
You know what? I don't know. If so, you know, it's over with now. We got some good work in. Certainly know that it won't quite be just like the noise will be on Sunday, but try to create it as closely as we could, and it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Did you guys do it similarly to how do you prepare to go into Minneapolis?
We did. So I think there was a couple times where it sounded like the speakers blew out, and I know their fans will be excited. It's going to be a great atmosphere and something that our players are looking forward to.